Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another one of our training videos that we produce for our WOM missionary family. You know, we believe in continuing education. We believe in growing, expanding, picking up new ideas. And so we put out these training videos. I'm also on the phone interviewing some of our missionaries, and we record these in an audio session by telephone. All this is in the resource library. And let me just pause before we jump into today's topic, which is the power of automatic monthly gifts. The power of automatic monthly gifts and how this can really turbocharge your ministry to have supporters who are supporting you automatically on a monthly basis. We'll get into that in a moment. But let me encourage you to start on a weekly basis at least, to go to the resource library. That's where we've got these training videos. That's where we've got these telephone interviews where I'm talking to missionaries all over the world, picking up ideas. And you know what? You've got a wealth of information available to you in our resource library. Now, I want to give you the link. It's worldoutreach.org/resources. You need to bookmark that. Bookmark that into your computer. You can also get it through your login portal. When you log into your World Outreach account, there's an icon that says Resource Library. But you can just use that direct link, worldoutreach.org/resources, and make a commitment to yourself to start working your way through the entire resource library. Now, this is not a static thing. This is changing. We're adding. We're putting in new information. And so you need to go through there and just review it and make a commitment to, like, okay, I've finished this section. Now I'm going to go to this section and work your way through it. It's a continuing education program. We believe in that. Now, I want to share with you today a powerful topic that maybe you've given thought to, maybe you've not, and that is the power of automatic monthly gifts. Our system, when a person goes to your donation page, our system prompts them to consider the monthly option, what we call the monthly option. So, you know, you're always going to have some donors who don't want to do that. Some donors who only believe in giving as led, you know, when the feeling strikes them, or maybe they have opportunity to give, they have the funds to do it. There's others that are going to give on a regular basis, but it's periodic. They don't want to sign up for monthly. But you've got a whole vast group of people, and you need to expand your thinking. If you've not thought of this, expand your thinking. There's a whole vast group of people who love the automatic monthly giving. Why? Because they can set it and forget it. You know, in today's culture, so many things are coming at you. Put yourself in the donor's place. They're paying their personal bills. They may have children that are in school. They're doing the tuition, buying the children the clothes. And they want to support you as a missionary, but they would prefer to just set it and forget it. And our system prompts them. So if you've not gone to your donation page and pretended like you're a donor, you need to do that and just work your way through the screens. And you'll see how in a very tactful fashion, we encourage them to at least consider the monthly option. So the system, when they go in there to give, it defaults to a one-time gift. But there's that option that they can click. It's very easy to do. And I want to talk about that for just a minute and how you can promote that and how this can really turbocharge your ministry. Now, let me just share from my life for a minute. When I first started into the ministry, into missions, I launched out to Venezuela. I didn't know anybody. You got to remember, this was decades ago. This was before email, before the internet was ever thought of. There was no such thing as e-newsletters. I mean, it was hand-to-hand combat as far as raising money. I went to Venezuela. I had very little income, really just one or two people that said they would support me. And by the way, stop taking notes now. I wouldn't encourage anybody to do what I did. I just launched out cold turkey, and that's certainly not for everybody. I felt like I had a word from God at that time. So I know what it's like to not have supporters. I know what it's like to start from scratch, from nothing. But I also know what it's like to go the Bible, what I call the Bible method, which is to have a team around you, where God gathers around you people that are prayer warriors, people that believe in your outreach. And God, yes, has a team for you. So let me just throw this idea at you. What happened in Venezuela was that eventually One or two people started indicating they wanted to support me, and it just began to grow in a very, really inches, not even by feet, by inches, just very slowly. But I was faithful to do what God had called me to do. And I remember the very first monthly supporter that came our way was a farmer in a little town, Vidalia, Georgia, a farmer who wore overalls. And as strange as it sounds, he went barefoot everywhere. Now, he wasn't a crazy guy. He was a hard worker. He worked in farming. He also worked in a machine shop. I mean, this guy was a hard worker, but I just want to paint a picture. Sometimes people will draw to you. Sometimes God will draw people to you that you least suspect. He was the very first one that came and said, "My wife and I have prayed and we want to start doing this monthly." Well, boy, that triggered a light in my head. And I want to guide you on this thought. Think about this. What would you feel like if before you ever got out of bed every day as a mission worker, you knew that 100% of your budget was already done? In other words, you had 100% people that had made these monthly commitments. They had registered through our system. And so our system every month is just drawing that money, drafting that money. It's automatic. How would you feel if 100% of your budget was already taken care of? Well, I'll tell you how you'd feel. The pressure would be off. You'd have a pep in your step. And you would start focusing your energies now on outreach and projects instead of just, you know, the sustenance of trying to get by. Well, how would you feel if you had half of your budget already committed through automatic monthly gifts? Same. You'd feel a degree of relief. You're never going to quit trusting God, but instead of focusing so much on your daily needs, you would be focused on outreach, projects, perhaps starting a new church, planting more discipleship groups, leadership conferences. What if you had a third, even just a third or a fourth? Do you see where I'm going with that? God can build this, and that's what He did to me. I started out in Venezuela, and this farmer, unusual kind of guy, came first monthly supporter, then others. And so these thoughts began to run through my mind. And remember, as I said, this is before we had a platform like World Outreach Offers You. This is before the day of internet, email. I was just writing letters, kind of like the Apostle Paul. Not that my letters are anywhere in his category as scripture, but the same type of thought. I was writing letters, thanking them, just like he did in Philippians. I want to share this in just a minute. One of my favorite passages where the book of Philippians is really a thank you letter. But these thoughts began to develop within me. And over time, yes, God developed a team of people around us that prayed for us, supported us. And the day did come that 100% of what I would call our basic budget, our basic living expense budget, was paid for through people who were giving monthly. What did that do? It meant that now I could focus on other issues, projects. I remember when we believed God for an airplane. Remember when we believed God for this very building that I'm recording this training video in. And so you see how God wants to develop a team around you like He did for Paul. Moses had people that gave towards the building of the tabernacle. Even Jesus in Luke chapter 8, read it. Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Jesus had people who supported Him. Most Christians don't even know that. Verse 3, Luke 8, verse 3, it says, "And many others who supported Jesus from their substance." So, where am I going with this? What I want you to do is I want you to get a vision that there is power in automatic monthly gifts. And we have provided the system for you. So when your friends and donors go to the online system that we provide, let me describe what happens. They can give one time, or as I said, it'll prompt them to consider the monthly option. They can use a credit card, debit card, bank information. There's a variety of ways, but our system will register that. If they sign up for an automatic monthly gift, it goes into the database. They become one of your faithful partners. And then our system every month will draw that money out. If it's declined, and we do get those, Somebody didn't get their paycheck in on time because they've already selected the day they want it. That's up to them. Our system allows them to select the very day. I want it to happen on the 15th. I want it to happen on the 20th. But if it gets declined, then our system waits a day or two, goes back, and tries again. It'll do that three times. Now, I wish that I'd had a powerful system like that in place when I was in Venezuela, South America. But as I said, that was before the day that computer programs were even thought of. You have a powerful system in place. Now, let me share quickly with you from Philippians. This is not a strange concept in the Bible. Paul had repeat givers. And we know that from the book of Philippians, where he is thanking them for their support as a church. And listen to what he says. I'm in chapter 4, verse 14. He says, "Nevertheless, you have done well in that you shared with me in my distress. Now you Philippians know that at the beginning of the gospel, when I departed Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only." He says, when I first started my ministry, the only group of people that I had supporting me was the church at Philippi. When I left Macedonia, I had one church supporting me. And you know, there's always somebody in the crowd that says, you know, we need to be like the Apostle Paul, who made tents and worked with his hands, etc. Listen to me. If you have to work secular work, then do it. I know what that's like. There have been times in my ministry in the early years that I did work a job apart from the ministry while I was in the ministry. And you know what? God honors hard work like that. But God's absolute best is those who preach the gospel should live of the gospel. And, you know, Paul, he had phases in his life where he had needs, and then there was phases where everything was met. And if you have the opportunity to give 100% of your time, and that's where the power of automatic monthly gifts comes in. If you have the opportunity to give your full focus to the ministry, then, of course, you should do that. That's God's best. I believe that's absolutely God's best. He goes on and he says, "For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my needs." Did you hear that? Paul says you Philippians gave once and again and again to my needs. They were repeat givers. Now, you know, our terminology these days may be a little bit different. Monthly gifts or automatic monthly gifts. That's more cultural terminology, but the concept is there, where Jesus had people who supported him repeatedly. We know that from Luke chapter 8, 1 through 3. They supported him. People that he had ministered to supported him. We see the Apostle Paul here thanking them. They gave once and again. And I'd love to teach on this because he says, "I seek the fruit that may abound to your account." So the donors, though they give, the Bible says they're going to receive. How they receive, that's God's business. I don't know how God wants to bless them back. But Paul says, "I seek the fruit," verse 17, "that may abound to your account." So these people that are praying for you and supporting you, they are truly partners in the harvest, and God will make sure that they get blessed. So you pray for them. It's not just all about the money. It's not just all about you having your needs met. There's fruit to be had. What is the fruit? The souls, the people that you're reaching, those that you're helping in your outreach. And guess what? The donors participate in that. From God's point of view, they are part of the team to reap the benefits. Now, let me give you some practical advice on how to increase your monthly income. How to begin to believe God and increase so that you can have a third of your budget met before you get out of bed, so to speak. Or a half, eventually 100%. Why? So that you can do more. So that you can reach more. So that you can focus instead of always focusing on your daily sustenance needs, your basic needs. You are focused in prayer now on projects and new outreaches that God would have you involved in. The very first thing I want to give you, and I encourage you to write these down, is prayer. You know, I think everything in the kingdom of God starts with prayer. I really do. And so you need to start praying and basically saying, "Lord, I ask that you would bless me with an increase of automatic monthly givers. partners, whatever terminology you prefer. Lord, I know that you have a team of people there for me. I may not see them yet. I may not know them yet. But knowing the Bible principles, where whenever God calls somebody, He calls a team along with them to help them. That's true all through the Bible. David had people coming to him day by day. Moses, when he was building the tabernacle, the people came and gave the gold and the silver and the fabrics for the tabernacle that was to be constructed. All through the Bible we see this. Jesus had the 12, then he had the 70, then he had multitudes. Paul had a team going with him. So you don't trust in your team, you trust in God, but the team is a blessing that God gives you. So you start out by praying and asking God, Lord, I would like to see my full budget eventually reached through automatic monthly supporters. And so you set that goal in prayer. And then you're thankful if you have one. If you have one farmer in a overalls who likes to go barefoot, and that's the one God draws to you, you thank God for him, knowing that more will come. And that, by the way, that guy was faithful for years, not just months, years to support our ministry. And we so thank God for the part that he had in launching our ministry. The second thing that I would encourage you to do is go back and study your donation page. Now, we have a whole nother training video like this one that's on the donation page. In fact, I think it was the video we did just prior to this one. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it. It talks about maximizing the potential of your donation page, how to maximize your donation page. This one's on the power of automatic monthly gifts. But if you need to study your tool. You know, carpenters, they know how to use the hammer, the saw. They've studied the tools. They've used them. Some of you have never really studied your donation page. So you know your photo's there. You know your summary's there. But you need to pretend like you're a donor and work through the screens, enter them out, and work through the screens and notice how our system very tactfully encourages people to consider the monthly option. So you need to adopt in your thinking, and you need to adopt in your terminology, this phrase, consider the monthly option. I want to say it again. Adopt in your thinking, adopt in your terminology when you're writing your newsletters, when you're sending out emails, when you're talking to groups. Adopt this simple phrase, consider the monthly option. And so when you're sharing with someone, you're not saying that I only want monthly supporters, because many people, as I said, they're going to want to give one-time gifts, occasional gifts. That's okay. Every bit helps. The widow's mite helps. But you are setting out in prayer that God has for you people that can get on the automatic monthly giving group of people that can support you, get on that system, and so that your 100% of your basic budget is going to be met. And so when you're sharing with a group, you just casually say as you do your presentation, I'm passing out my prayer cards now, I've got a handout in the back, however you do that, and you challenge them, I'd like to challenge you to become part of our team and consider the monthly option. That is so non-threatening. That is so casual. Anybody that hears that is going to think, well, I'll consider it. Others will think, like, I'm really not a monthly person. I'll give when I can. That's okay. But you are planting the seed to at least prayerfully consider the monthly option. So you study the donation page that you have there. And why do you need to do that? Because you need to be ready to answer questions. So when people come to you after a meeting or a one-on-one situation and they're like, well, how do I do this? It's very simple. You say, go to my direct link to my donation page, worldoutreach.org/, and then put your fund code in there. You need to start using your direct link in everything. Some of you are using the old link, worldoutreach.org/donations, which takes people to the alphabetical search list, and that's fine. But start using your direct link. The direct link is worldoutreach.org/48 or 27 or whatever your fund code number is. and it'll take them straight to your donation page. By the way, let me just insert this. This is not a session on your donation page. We've got another training video, as I mentioned, on that. But you need to make sure your donation page has your photo, that it's a clear, crisp-looking photo, and it has a nice summary about your ministry. If you don't send the photo, if you don't have a summary, then our system defaults to a world map. And that's okay, but do your part and put your best foot forward. Make your donation page look as good as it can. So, you're adopting this terminology. Consider the monthly option. You're setting out in prayer. That's going to become a regular part of your prayer list. You're thanking God for the team. Thanking God in prayer for bringing people that are going to support you monthly. Realizing it will take time, but you will get there if you'll set a prayer goal. I promise you, you'll get there. When you set out on a prayer goal and you have faith for it, God is going to help you get there. You're going to study your donation page. And then in your newsletters, you want to all your tools. So you've got your newsletters. You've got what I call personalized emails. So I hope you're doing that every month. That's part of our training session on how to build a strong support base. Not only are you doing your newsletters, top donors, you're periodically sending them what I call a personalized email. During certain times of the year, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you're sending personalized emails. What is different between a personalized email and a newsletter? A newsletter, you know, has your photos and it's for everybody. But a personalized email is something that you've written a little bit more personal, perhaps, about your family, about the project that you're believing God for, and you're sending this to selected people. Perhaps you're using that when you write people and say thank you for your most recent gift. It's an email that comes to them that's personalized. You put their name in there. It's personalized. And then at the end, you have the PS that we suggest with all the giving information is also in your emails. Also in your emails. And if you need to know the verbiage for that, go to the resource library, worldoutreach.org/resources, and the information is there, the how to give information is there, and we have a great suggested PS to put at the end of email. So one format is more appropriate for a newsletter, a different format is appropriate for emails that go out. So you're using personalized emails that go out, and you're putting your direct link, theworldoutreach.org/, and then it has your fund code at the end. And then when you're sharing with people, whether it's one-on-one, a small group, prayer group, Sunday school class, or a church situation, you've got your tools there. Please don't show up without your tools. Have your most recent newsletter, some copies printed. You've got your prayer card or your handout that takes the place of a prayer card. But it's all incorporating this new terminology that perhaps you've not been using, and that is consider the monthly option. Now, the reason we suggest that is because that is the exact terminology that people will see when they go to your donation page. It'll say consider the monthly option. And as you set out in prayer for this in faith, God will help you achieve it. I look back in my life, and you know, the Bible says, do not despise the day of small beginnings. Well, I had a very small beginning when I went to Venezuela. I went and really didn't know these concepts that we're talking about. Certainly didn't have a computer programs. Computers had not been invented yet. So that kind of dates me back there. But God, it doesn't matter the culture. Paul had his culture. He didn't have emails, but he had letters that he had written, letters that were copied. He sent runners out. So the methodology may change, but the principles are there, which is God has a team of prayer warriors, and God has a team of supporters for you. And many of those people will want to be on the automatic monthly giving system that will help take the pressure off of you and help you, give you the ability to focus on new territory, new visions, new dreams, new goals that God has for you. Well, I trust that this has been a blessing to you. You know, you're not alone in this ministry. You have World Outreach working for you every day, and it's our joy to do that. You've got the team that we've been talking about. Even if it's a small team right now, do not despise the day of small beginnings. God has a greater, larger team for you. If you're a veteran missionary and you've kind of lost support, and that happens sometimes as people get older in the ministry, their list also gets older. and they're wondering if they can ever recoup or recapture. Yes, you can. God can do it. He'll give you creative ideas to do it. But more importantly than all of that, you have the precious Holy Spirit with you 24/7 to help you, and He certainly will. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you of Ephesians 3:20. Now unto Him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, glory be to God. God bless you. Bye-bye.